All right. So this one is gonna be talking about the what happened in the last little bits of the last past week. So a week ago, I have finally achieved something that I've been wanting to achieve for a while. I finally tracked down a Subvert 3.0, and not just any Subvert 3.0, but a Subvert 3.0G, aka the Pro model. It's just the parts are different on G that I don't have on this bike, because numbnuts go out and buy these damn things used, and then they rip all the parts off of them and then fucking throw the goddamn bike in the garbage. Man, it's like buying a goddamn Mona Lisa for the frame and then tossing the Mona Lisa out. It bothers me a little bit. But hey, I told him I'd mention his name. Chad Miller, you're all right, man. Thank you for sharing my boisterous fucking podcast to me. Yeah, I got a little tickle pink about that. I'm like, not only do I know that guy, that's me. So it's kind of actually nice to know that I got people that in the BMX community that actually listen to this shit. I know there ain't that many podcasts about BMX, but you know what it is? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that basically I'm on the look for now is I want a Bako 7 sticker, aka a Pride sticker. I might end up having to just buy a Pride sticker and cut it to dimensions, but the thing about it is basically like my 96 Subvert. Sorry. That one actually had a Pride sticker on it from Bako. And I'm trying to recreate it as much as possible. Not so I can hang it up on the wall like one of them wall queens, but so when I can take this bike to the park and represent 96 all over again like a rendezvous, I'm gonna be able to represent it right. There's a couple more parts that I'm waiting on to correct this this build. I might end up having to send the fork out to get fixed. The yoke stem has got a goddamn upper bearing cut in it. Yeah, that's the worst cut you can possibly have. You can cut the bearing on the bottom. I mean, cut the tube on the bottom, but you can't cut it on the top. If you cut it on the top, you got a high possibility of landing hard. Oh, God. I should drink more coffee. You got a high possibility of chopping the goddamn handlebars right off the bitch. Yeah, because here, let me go and grab it really quick. I'll let you guys listen. Yes, I'm in the bike cave right now. Most of the people that listen to this don't realize what the fuck the bike cave is, but if you track me down on a tickety-tock, you'll understand what the bike cave is. I am Mr. Exxon Original. Because I am the original Exxon. All right, so I got the fork right here from the Subvert. So that's what it's supposed to sound like. Like that. Just rubbing against metal chrome. But like, this is where the bearing chopped in. You hear that chunk? Yeah, it's a good pipe cutter slice in this bitch from it riding on the fucking bearing race in the fucking goddamn fucking, you know, the stem there, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so anyways, yeah, the Trek Subvert is up on my wall waiting to be ridden. I'm still healing up from this fucking hip injury. I don't think I posted a podcast in a minute because of the fact that I've been basically put up on December. I lacerated my liver as a G2, aka like one step away from being put on dialysis and getting cut open and your liver getting stitched together with a 50-50 chance of liver survival. That's a G3, by the way. G1 is basically just liver bruising from minor laceration. Mine got jostled around pretty hard. I was doing a Smith and the front tire locked up. Hold on. Oh, dude, why the fuck am I yawning so much? The front tire locked up and I basically like did a Superman like and put the handlebar right down on my belly button. Worst goddamn place in your whole entire body to take a fucking handlebar end. Thankfully my bar ends held in even though they were pretty much pretty scary looking after I looked at the bike after, but you know, I've such replaced them with the Odyssey ones. I'll put the kink ones on, but I don't got any black kink bar ends. They're all like blue and red and fucking some other colors, but I don't got black. I got some white ones too, but they didn't go with the contender, as I call Christine now, because you know, like the car, always trying to kill me. Hey, I got then I went to New York in February, 3 months after, and did a pocket 360 in the wooden bowl, and fucking went in fakie 5 degrees off of my like comfort zone and got ejected off the bike and landed on my fucking hip like a rocket ship coming down on its side, and that destroyed my hip. I'm just starting to walk around with no cane. I don't know, man. It sucks. I just honestly wish that basically like I'd stop getting hurt. 40 is a bad year. If you're younger than 40 and you're riding, take all these years in, because once you hit 40, dude, you just start fucking breaking. Not to mention the fact that basically in October, getting up, walking a little bit, hobble. In October, I ended up almost ripping my thumb off. Thank God, back when I was 20, I hyperextended my thumb backwards, and it kind of like already did pre-damage, so that basically when this scenario happened and my thumb stayed on the sticky fucking cult handlebar grips. They are nice, but they will lock your hands in them. Hold on, I'm making me some light bean espresso because I'm a coffee especianado or whatever you want to call it. We're gonna hit this button and walk out of the room because my grinder makes a shit ton of noise. Yeah, so. That being all said and everything, it's been a fucked up last couple months. So basically, like, I've been getting hurt a lot, and I don't want to get hurt anymore, but I want to ride, so I'm gonna get hurt some more. That's how it is until basically I get to a point where I get so fucking hurt that I can no longer fucking ride at all. I'm gonna close that door. That bitch is loud out there, man. I'm telling you. Yo, I'm the only podcast out there that basically keeps it like it is, and I'll fucking tell it to you straight face with no goddamn PG-13 required, man. Life's a bitch, and there's no PG-13 about it. You get hurt, you get hurt. So let's talk about the Trek Subvert as I'm looking at it right now. 3.0G comes in a navy blue. Well, it's kind of like a blue, but it's between blue and navy blue. So it's just blue, but dark blue. The stickers, they're cracked, but they're all there.
they're like, they're scuffed here and there a little bit, but they're definitely have the ability of being scanned and repopped. But I need that coffee bad. It stopped grinding. I'm gonna go back out there in a couple minutes to make that a space you. But the thing about it is what I already told everybody that's close to me is back in 96, the run of the mill was Baco stickers and rusted out bikes. And I honestly look at this thing and I can't put myself to take away the patina of the frame. It's not cracked, it's don't need no repair. It's got paint on it, but the paint's seen better days. Hell, it's got some goddamn sun damage on the top. But you know what? At the end of the goddamn day, it's the bike that I've always been dreaming of for the last 20 fucking years of my life. Because of the fact that basically back in early 2000, like, you know, we're talking like 2002-ish, 2003-ish, I had this nasty-ass DeVos, and the DeVos basically put me in a predicament that basically I lost everything. I lost all my history. I lost all my... all of it. Hell, even my goddamn videos of me and Mira hanging out. Riding on my private fucking half-pipe. Even to this day, man, puts a little tear in my eye. And you know what they say, you know, fucking gotta live and let live. So I let live, and I don't try and be all fucking angry about it. But, you know, shit happens and people are fucking idiots. And that because of that, I lost everything. All my collection of bikes that basically like that back then, like I rode, but I had a collection. Trust me, I had 12 subverts. I wasn't riding all of them. Each subvert had a little tiny fucking piece of history to them. Trek was basically handing me out subverts to fucking, you know, do my thing. And, hell, there's, I don't know if I talked about it in a previous podcast, but there's this one time I was doing a practice round at a comp. You might know it, the X Games. I was a fill-in that day. Well, not that day, but that competition weekend pretty much. And the deal was is basically like, you know, we got to practice with everybody else, and I was practicing, and I crashed one, and I dented the frame, and I still basically like rode it out the whole goddamn day with no goddamn issues. Fucking frame didn't crack or anything. It just got dented. Hit the copaying at like about fucking coping. Here we go. I always like to say copain because it's painful. No issues. Bike wasn't even tweaked. Another time, I was at a B3 in Buffalo, New York. If anybody knows about that place, I was riding a half pipe there and bucket ejected and. Shot the bike like, I don't know, it fucking landed from 20 feet up in the air, hit the blacktop, fucking bounced a couple times, cookie cutter to fucking blacktop, fucking survived, rode it out the rest of the day, no problems. I got a lot of stories of me chucking a goddamn subbird off the top of fucking a half pipe. You know, fully fucking decked out. Front brake, rear brake. Timing chain for a chain, fucking heavy bitch, man. Like, some of my subverts weighed like 42, 45 pounds. They were built to the hilt. 12 gauge spokes, you know, because, hey, if you're gonna run a goddamn ATV chain, you might as well run fucking motocross spokes. And that's what I did. And, you know, you get those bikes heavy as shit, man. And on vert, man, the heavier your bike was, the better. The least work you had to do. I mean, it was harder to do tricks. But, you know, like, some people just more impressed with how high you can go, man. I was always a goddamn fucking Hoffman fanboy. So basically, my honest opinion goal always was, you ain't shit on a fucking half pipe unless you're over 8 feet. If you're not over 8 feet over the deck, you're just a pansy-ass fucking hobby rider. Fucking, no offense if you couldn't go 8 feet, but, you know, as long as you were trying. But, like, in a competition mindset, basically, yeah, you weren't shit. We just looked at you like, yeah, you gonna be the first one out. Because, you know, you can't do, like, fucking can-cans and fucking shitty flares and low deck tricks and stuff like that to get away because of the fact that the lower you do the trick, the less opportunity you have to do a trick to bang in with that trick, so to say. It is the deal with the deal.
I wish you could pause this so I can go and
make coffee, but I'm going to make coffee while I'm talking. I woke up like about an hour ago, so basically, like, you know, I'm just dealing with the goddamn mumbliness and stuff like that. Hey, I'm making a podcast, man. I haven't done one in a while, just because I've been fucking hurting and stuff. I mean, look, I'm looking at my crutches right now. I can see my cane. You know, it's just, yeah, there's been a lot of pain in my life lately. And, you know, there's a lot of pain in your life when you call the doc and be like, yo, doc, man, I need some oxy. And then he doesn't even ask you wow, you already ran out, man. You're using that shit a lot, man. You should cut back. Nah, he didn't say that shit. Just be like, all right, I'll hook you up with another 4 to 5. And, you know, next thing you know, fucking goddamn my prescription goes through. And I'm picking up my prescription and got more Vicodin. No, it's not Vicodin, but a hydrocodone. No, that's Vicodin. Oxy. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I can't do the hydros, man. I learned that one the hard way back in 2001. Man, them hydros will make you go fucking insane. Hold on, I'm washing out this goddamn coffee out of the bottom of my fucking espresso cup. Not the cup that I drink out of, but the, you know, the bean cup there. It gets stuck down there occasionally. I like to cut that shit fine as fuck, man. When I come down to espresso, I don't fuck around. I use the lightest bean I can possibly get because I like caffeine. And I don't like acidity because of the fact that thanks to the X Games, B3, and all the other competitions I did over the years in Vert, man, I ain't got no goddamn teeth left. When you say, like, you know, Mike, you work in the goddamn medical field. You got health insurance. Be like, yeah, I got health insurance. But when you're fucking, like, maxing out your policy every fucking 2 months because you're crashing your bike, you ain't got any money left over to fucking pay a goddamn dentist to put fucking $30,000 of the work done in your fucking mouth. Then I'm the only one during COVID that was actually happy about wearing a mask. My confidence came back. Man, my grill's fucked up, man. Last time I had a dentist actually fix it was like, I don't know, 2001. After my medevac fucking crash. No, I didn't crash on the medevac. I got taken away on the medevac. You know it's a bad accident when you get time machine syndrome. Okay, what's time machine syndrome? Time machine syndrome is when you get knocked out so goddamn bad that your fucking mind becomes a broken record. And the shorter the fucking denomination of time before your fucking brain resets, the worse the fucking concussion actually was. That medevac trip, I was a broken record for an hour and a half, switching back and forth from 7 minutes. Like, literally every 7 minutes, my story started over again. And, you know, most people would be like, wow, that's fucking scary. Nah, fucking getting knocked out is just the same thing as death. You don't fucking feel it. You just basically, like, you're back in the zone every 7 fucking minutes. Like, life started all over again. That's the easiest way to explain it. Don't be scared of fucking this life you got. You know, be respectful of it and everything, but understand, basically, your body shuts down on certain things, and you don't feel shit. So, when people ask me why I did what I did in the fucking 90s and rode vert as hard as I did, was I ever scared? No, because the outcome was me fucking forgetting about it. Now, the only problem that I got later on in life is basically, like, I got a memory, like, far worse than a fucking boxer. Like, basically, like, my ability to remember shit is garbage. I mean, I practically got to fucking write shit down on a notepad on my phone or an actual physical notepad. I got fucking whiteboards all over the fucking house. Like, I got fucking Alzheimer's or some shit. It's bad. Like, you know, riding wasn't bad. It was the outcome of it that was kind of bad. But like I said earlier, you don't feel it. You really don't. Pain is just a scenario that is there at the hospital while you're waiting for painkillers. It's like your body's asking for attention. Be like, I want some more Dilaudin. I need the Dilaudin. And, you know, next thing you know, they're just hitting you up with the 0.5. Man, I want the solid one. Give me the one. I want the one Dilaudin, the one Dilaudin, so I can, you know, not feel this shit for 3 fucking hours. And the other thing about Dilaudin is if they're giving you the hat shot, the 0.5, if you ever get into a scenario where you're in the ER and they're fucking gotten you jacked up with the Dilaudin, ask for the fucking whole shot. Just ask for the one. They can go up to 1.5, but they usually won't go beyond fucking 1. And in most states, they won't go above 0.5. They'd much rather give it to you every hour than every 3 hours. But trust me, you'd rather take that fucking 0.1, I mean, not point, but the 1.0 versus the 0.5, because the 0.5 don't knock you out. The 1 does. And then you wake up like 3-4 hours later in pain again, and you're like, yep, need another shot, doc or nurse. And they come over all happy-dappy if you're at one of them hospitals that they actually give a fuck about the patients, not like the hospital that I was born at in Rochester, New York, where basically, like, I had to go for my fucking hip injury that the motherfuckers kept on forgetting about me and giving me a half shot every fucking 2.5 hours and then asking me why the fuck I was acting a fool. Oh, yeah, I was acting a fool. Because you got to understand, I spiral fractured my hip, and I did a cup and cone damage as well, and I fractured a top half of the femur that goes into the L. That's where the spiral fracture was, but I also fractured the top half as well. So basically, like, I got pins for days right now, and yeah, that was all fucking nasty and everything, but, like, I tell you what, before they fucking put me into surgery, I had to sit in the fucking overflow of this shit-ass hospital for 14 fucking hours, listening to these stupid-ass fucking bitch-ass nurses walk by me as I'm fucking just in agony because of the fact that I couldn't get comfortable. It was bad. It was really bad. Because, you know, all my life I always slept on my side. And guess which side I slept on? The side I fucking busted the hip on. As I said before on many other fucking goddamn videos and chit-chats that I've had in the last couple months, the side you catch on is the side you sleep on. It just goes with the flow. And I definitely fucking catched on that side that day. And, you know, even to this day, keep in mind, it was mid-February when I did the crash. And my dad's birthday my dad's birthday is a day after my birthday, so by the way, you know. So I crashed on my birthday before my birthday party even happened. My mom had the cake in the goddamn oven, all right? She had the cake in the oven when I was out at the skate park doing the indoor shit in New York. And freaking, yeah, I'm OG New York. I can't say New York without saying New York. Like, you know, I'm still there. I don't live in New York anymore, but you know what? You can take the New Yorker out of New York, but you can't take the New York out of the New Yorker. You know what I'm saying? But, so,
there I was in the skate park doing my thing. My mom is at the house making me my birthday cake. Turns out that my birthday cake turned into my dad's birthday cake because of the fact that basically, like, you know, I wasn't going to eat no cake there because I was in the hospital. But my parents came through, though. I called them up on my phone at the skate park, and I was like, "Dad, there's been an accident." And he's like, "Oh, shit, Mike, what the fuck you do this time?" And I was like, "I broke my hip." And my mom's in the background, you know, she's like, "I knew it. I knew he was going to do it. I knew he was going to fucking do this." And I was like, you know, it's all good. They got me in a wheelchair here. It was like this boo-boo-ass fucking wheelchair. Definitely not my right size. And I'm trying to get comfortable, you know, as anybody that has just fucked themselves up royally. And I couldn't. I'm like, these guys got to get down here, bring the fucking... The Jeep pickup truck in so we could put the bike in the back and Dad's got to pick up his car. Because I was using his car that day because of the fact that, you know, I flew into New York and I didn't want to get a rental car. My parents got an extra car. So, you know, I was using my dad's Saturn. And you know, I did what everybody should do in this situation. Look, if you're at a private indoor or a private outdoor and you get fucking hurt, you call over the fucking owner and tell him straight up, man, so he can sleep at night. You tell him straight fucking up, bro, don't worry. I got insurance. I got insurance. Don't worry. This is on me. This is my fuck up. You got to be doing that because of the fact that basically you literally just fucking hurt yourself at his bread and butter. Skate parks don't make that much money. They're fucking on a shoestring ass budget. And you got to understand that basically, like, they're always one fucking crash away from, you know, somebody fucking liably suing the shit out of them. And, you know, I know people that own parks. You know, B3 in Buffalo, I knew those people personally because me and fucking Dave Muro would go there all the time. So basically, I knew everybody that worked there because I always was like Dave Muro's fucking other dude that was with him constantly. And, you know, like when you're hanging around Dave Muro, everybody fucking radiates, you know, and freaking, that was a good time though. But yeah, so I know how it works on the inside of the whole spectrum of fucking skate parks and everything. I'm telling you, they are really appreciative. When you're about to go to the hospital and you tell them straight up, bro, don't worry, I got insurance. I'm not one of them fucking assholes that's going to turn around, go out that door, and then come back with a fucking legal team and sue the shit out of you. I'm not that cat. These people here need to use this park because this park right here is all they know about that's going to keep them fucking sane in the mind and happy, even if they're fucking one of them scooter booters. But life is what it is. So I did that. My dad picked me up. My mom and dad picked me up. And they helped me out. And my dad, like, basically, like, he drove the Saturn to the hospital after I, like, fucking tried getting in the car. And I couldn't fucking pick my leg up because my hip didn't want to move. Yeah, you get a lot of swelling down there quick, man. I tell you what, when you fucking fracture your hip or do anything wild to that joint, man, you instantaneous regret. Trust me, I broke my hip 3 times. Like, legit, I broke my fucking hip 3 times. Okay, 2 times on one side, 1 time on the other. But 2 times on this bad side. Trust me, I've been having hip issues for, like, years. And it's no joke, man. I'm old now, and I deal with intestinal tract issues because I don't drink enough water, apparently. And I drink too much coffee because I love coffee because I'm old. And I detest cocaine, so, you know. I mean, hell, if it was legal, though, I'd be buying cocaine. I'd be like, yo, man, give me some of that Coca-Cola with the cocaine in it. Hey, drugs are bad, kids.
So, okay. So, yeah. There we go. Got the little piece out of there. So, he gets me in the car. He helped me because I couldn't help myself. All right, I'm about to put this thing back in my audio amplifier. So, bear with me with the clank, clank. Okay. There. That's not that bad. Okay. So, I'll turn this light on. Oh, my God, it blinded me. I wish you guys could see what was going on. Honestly, like, I really wish that that Anchor actually did video. I got to check into it. They might have done an update. I use Anchor, by the way. This is going to go on about 5 different fucking podcast systems. I only technically listen to podcasts on Apple. And I know fucking like that one that Rogan uses, fucking I barely listen to that one, but like they got more podcasts there than Apple does. I get it. But I don't do it for the money, man. Like everything that I do outside of writing about BMX, and when I talk about BMX, it's for me. And I like to include other people into it because of the fact that basically it's nice to hear somebody actually talk about something that they love. And if you're not down with that, then, you know, like, fucking, there's other things. But, you know, that's what I like to include people in because of the fact that basically, like, I got stories and I got history. I'm technically, like, I don't consider myself an OG, but I'm technically an OG. I've been around the game since fucking like 95, you know, and you know, fuck, man, I was 15 at the time, and I was getting driven around by people to fucking go to parks and stuff. My dad, he built me a goddamn half pipe when I was fucking 14, took up the whole backyard. I mean, shit, if we had satellite fucking GPS and shit, man, I'd have like 50,000 people at my fucking house. Thank fucking God we didn't have fucking GPS back then with the satellite and stuff. Right, you could see it before we put the trees up because behind the house was a cemetery. You look up Rochester, you notice there's a big ass cemetery, and you know exactly where my fucking house was. But there's no half pipe there anymore, so you can't pinpoint which one it was. But I'll tell you this right now. You can see that half pipe from about 4 fucking miles away. It was a big bitch. It literally looked like fucking Woodward shit in my backyard. Yeah. Like made a fucking baby of their big pipe. You know what I'm saying? Pipe was 10 feet by fucking 45 feet wide. And I can't remember. It was 65 feet. Coping to coping, or if it was 70 feet coping to coping. It was a big boy. I mean, for a backyard fucking half pipe, it was a big boy. And like for years I never understood why everybody that had fucking private fucking half pipes in their backyard didn't have a half pipe like mine. And I always wondered why fucking Dave Muro would go the fuck out of his way to come to my house and ride my half pipe. Because of the fact that basically it was private. You gotta understand, we'd go to fucking B3 in Buffalo and a couple of the other joints in New York to ride fucking Vert and to ride Park and shit like that. And that poor guy would get fucking surrounded even before he was fucking like good. Like he was like the local pro no matter where he went. And, you know, he just gets surrounded. So when he would come to my place, it'd be me, him, and maybe a couple other dudes, and it would be all fucking, like, guys bringing it. So when you offer somebody that kind of opportunity, they fucking just, they frolic to where you are, and they just want to be there. I mean, I want to say kind of like, I was no big deal to Dave, but the thing was is basically he cherished the time that he actually was there because of the fact that basically, like, it was private. And where he lived, fucking, he didn't have the opportunity to have that. So, basically, like, you know, fucking, that was the deal.
And, you know, having somebody that's at his level, fucking, even if he wasn't even at his full potential yet, around you, brings the stoke. And when you're riding at a younger age, you need the stoke. If you don't have stoke, you're not going to progress. And you're not going to push yourself beyond your capabilities and learn new capabilities. It's simple as that. If you got somebody there that is going to make you not feel scared to do something because they just did it in front of you. And that's another thing. Those assholes on the internet, they're like, yo, man, park etiquette is not going to go over there and shove it in some dude's face how to do a trick that they've been trying to fucking do all day long. No, go over there. Do the trick in front of them. Don't be an asshole about it. Be like, look, bro, this is how you do it. Don't be scared. This is how you do it. That's what people need. All these fucking new safe zone motherfuckers, like, fucking, dude, we had Baco stickers on our goddamn bikes back then. And we didn't treat it like a safe zone. Nah. We fucking did it. If you were ready and willing to fucking do what you needed to do on that half pipe or in that skate park or on that street or doing flat, we were willing to watch and we were willing to fucking help you and progress you. Because that's how it was. We were all fam. We didn't call it fam back then, but still. Life is a son of a bitch, man. I want people to know that basically, like, we had more love of the sport back in the 90s than most of the kids got a love for the sport today. Today, basically, it's who can do the technically better. And back in my day, it wasn't about tech at all. It, you know, like, it was kind of like this. It's like, you had your main tricks. And then if you threw a little technical thing in there, that was like the asparagus, whatever the fucking shit they put on the side of the plate at the restaurant, you know, that stuff that you're not supposed to eat. But every single time you're like drinking with your friends, you're like, ah, I'm going to eat that goddamn leaf over there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that flour or some shit, you know. But yeah, that's what tech was back then. Now, the main trick is that. And the tech is the main course. What the fuck? Like, I don't give a shit about your goddamn foofanoo into a goddamn fakie into a goddamn fucking 360 bar bullshit. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. I want to see you big send that shit. I want to see you do a goddamn can-can where a person shouldn't be able to do a can-can. A.K.A. between two transitions. I want to see you do a front-footed can-can. By the way, that's a new trick, and that's a fucking badass trick. Look that bitch up. Yeah, it's basically like the easiest way to explain a front-footed can-can is you go over the box jump, and then you slightly lean to the side without taking the bike sideways to do a can-can, like you're doing a can-can over a fucking a half-pipe. You're doing a can-can in direction. And then basically what you do is you take one foot and you push it off of the pedal and put it in front of the front tire. And then just lean the bike a smidge and then steer down just a smidge. And that's the style. And then right before you land, put it all back together again and put your foot back on the pedal. And then, now I'm telling you, man, I'm mid school. I hate modern shit, but I seen somebody pull that trick off. Dude, it was as good as the first time I ever seen a truck driver done, man. I'm telling you what. My eyes lit up and I was like, holy shit. Somebody brought some new things to the new school. Look at that. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Man. Because honestly, like us mid-school guys, we look at the goddamn people doing tech and stuff, and we're like, our sport's dead. It's dead. Look, when you set up a fucking goddamn two ramps in a fucking park, and they're like literally 5 feet away from each other, and you know, people are hitting it like it's the new thing, us mid-school guys are like, yo, man, spread them bitches apart like another 16 feet. And the new school guys are all like, whoa, man, that's too far apart. You're going to case. Like, nah, man, put some pedal in that bitch. You dumb bitch. I mean, it was a lot easier for us back then because we had the 44-16 to fucking sprocket setups. But the thing about it is, basically, at the end of the day, man, I'll tell you what, fucking pedal hard. Send that bitch. Let the bike do what it wants to do. If you're going to land, you're going to land. If not, look for that fucking exit. And that's mid-school talk right there. All right, it's 40 minutes in. I ain't going to hang up, but I'm going to talk about the goddamn Trek subvert. Again, I'm going to try. And you know, I get sidetracked. You're talking to a guy, well, you're listening to a guy that has the ADHD. I get sidetracked a lot. Best goddamn podcast you'll ever listen to. Oh, I got to go. Somebody's at the door. All right, I'm going to put you in this little tiny speaker box, thingamajigger. Let's talk about stuff. Oops. Man, that was almost a bad one. You almost caught me, like, fucking coughing on goddamn coffee juice for the next 5 minutes. You almost put down the wrong goddamn fucking, the wrong pipe, so to say. So, as I said in the last episode, I got distracted because the maintenance guy showed up to bring in some parts for the fucking washer. Or the dishwasher. Previous people. This house is, like, literally, like, it was 6 months old before we moved in. We were actually going to get one of the newer ones that hadn't been built yet, but, like, we couldn't wait in our old place, because our old place's rent was going up to, like, 3 rack, you know. I was like, nah, not gonna deal with that shit. So we had to quickly vacate that place and moved out to this place. And the previous people, I don't know if they got kicked out, but they only was here for 6 months. And the refrigerator was fucked up, the goddamn dishwasher's fucked up, there's, like, fucking, like, 3 spots in the fucking walls. You know when they lap the shit on the walls, you know, and then they roll it so it's like it looks all messy and everything, and then they, like, take the flat spatula and they flatten it all out. Yeah, that's like the walls look around here. But the problem though with that situation is if somebody damages the wall, it's really hard to patch it because the wall is technically 3D at that point in time. Yeah, so I can see where there's a couple spots that have been damaged and repaired, and it bothers the shit out of me. So these people fucked this goddamn fucking place up in less than 6 months. It just baffles the fucking shit out of me. Anyways, let's talk about the Trek Subvert. Okay, so the Trek Subvert that I got out here right now, as I was talking about it in the last episode and got distracted and started talking about goddamn coffee, food for news, and all that other bullshit, let's keep it real. Okay, so my kink contender, my second pride and joy, the bike that has never... Oh, actually, I take that back. The kink contender did actually hurt me. All my motherfucking bikes have hurt me. What the fuck? Well, unless you riding them and you getting hurt by them, you ain't really riding them, are you? Ain't you? The only one that hasn't hurt me yet is the goddamn Walsh. Cause it's a 21 vert friendly bike, and I haven't, like, really stretched its wings yet, cause I'm still technically kind of scared of vert. Even though I was pro vert back in the day, people were like, "Yo, man, you weren't pro vert." Be like, "Yo, trust me, was pro vert. I can't do vert anymore because of the fact that basically, like, you look at my X-rays, I see 14 pounds of metal holding my limbs and my lungs and everything in place." You're gonna be fucking fearing stuff too later on in life, because every single time I ever touch a goddamn vert, I get fucking hurt now. I think it's because I'm just getting old and my goddamn balance is fucking horribly bad, and I can't fucking do a turn down 180 anymore, and I get fucked up. Plus you can only case a half pipe with your rear tire so many times before you don't want to do it no more mentally. And, casing it with the front tire is even worse. I only cased the front tire like two times in my whole entire fucking half pipe career, pro pipe career, so to say, because you only do it twice. The first time, scary as fuck. You're most likely gonna probably break a shoulder. But both times, luckily, I didn't. I landed flat at the bottom. I mean, they're fucking horrible. I mean, the second time, that was a medevac one, but I don't remember half of it. Like I said in the previous video, I went through broken record syndrome every 7 minutes. I couldn't remember shit. ADHD, yeah, I got ADHD because of fucking riding BMX. My brain's all fucked up. These goddamn pro boxers have been knocked out less than me. So, the contender. I took all the parts off the contender and put them onto the frame of the Trek Subvert. Here was an asshole on Facebook getting on my shit about fucking putting modern stuff on this damn thing. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Seriously, like, fucking, the only thing that's modern on it is the seat post and seat. Y'all go fuck yourself. Because, you know, we had goddamn 25.9 back in fucking 96. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you say. We did. Shit, what, you think that came in the 2000s? Obviously, you're too young to fucking remember fucking BMX. Shit. I didn't ride fucking 25.9 back then. I wanted to, but, well, that technically has a 27.9, but Verde, they make a 27. They also make a 29, which is cool, too. But, like, I think that's the reason why he got all on my shit. We had profile SSs. We had goddamn fucking small drives. We had goddamn fucking, they're technically the bars that I got on it right now are fucking 8-inch rise. We had 8-inch rise. The only thing that's ultra modern on it is the kinked assist brake on the front, and the Odyssey Springfield out back. I had to use the Odyssey Springfield out back because of clearance. And I used profile minis, but they got sun rims on them. You know, fucking, because I'm classy with the riveted fucking holes for all the spokes nipples. I honestly think that bike weighs like 32 pounds. I mean, we're talking like 10 pounds lighter than my Provert did back in the day, but it doesn't have pegs on it yet. And the one thing I do want to say though is, if anybody is listening to this and you know anything about the Provert from Trek and you got Provert pegs, yo, hit me up on the TikTok or fucking wherever you can find me. Mr. Exxon Original. You can find me on TikTok like that. I'm original because I'm the original Mr. Exxon on YouTube. On YouTube, it is just MREXON. I just started putting bike-related content on there, just like everybody else. Like, everybody else had an exit from BMX in some way, shape, or form. Not to say that they left BMX, but, like, they had that one other thing that they did that wasn't BMX, you know? Like, back in my day, it was, I had, like, RC cars, and I played and dabbled with fucking EV shit. Back when you had to use lead acid batteries before lithium came around. Lithium was fucking expensive and it was dangerous as fuck. What, you think the goddamn fucking lithium blowing up in fucking Panasonic computers and shit like that was a scary topic? No, we were blowing them up like fucking drag racing. And there's nothing worse than doing 80-something miles an hour down a goddamn, you know, fucking eighth mile on a goddamn fucking mini drag bike and having your lithium pack blow up in between your fucking legs. you hot crotch, no problem, no fast, you know, and you're just screaming louder than your goddamn electric motor going, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so underneath the Trek Subvert, I got another special thing. It's called the Specialized 415 Fat Boy. And I got it pretty much set up as a Survivor, minus the handlebars. Because I can't stand those fucking mid-school fucking four-piece. I mean, I like the Trek ones, but the Trek ones were gone off the Trek when I got it. So I'm like, bullshit. As I said in the previous video, what they would do is they'd fucking take the goddamn 990s off, the literal 990s, like they were fucking Diacomp 990s, and the fucking Diacomp fucking Tech 77s off the fucking bars, and they'd take the handlebars off as a fucking, like, rebranded fucking knee savers, and they'd fucking take the seat post and then chuck the seat, and then basically they probably scrap the fucking goddamn Trek Subvert. That's the reason why. I want to say, I mean, I could be wrong, but I want to say that there was 1,500 3.0 Gs made in the United States. When I say the Trek Subvert Pro is a niche bike, it is. There was a shit ton of the 3.0s, but the 3.0 G, yeah, like, there's not that many. Like, when I say, like, in all my posts about it, I've been looking for one for 20 fucking years. One. Just one. I couldn't find one. I'd find fucking, like, 2.0s, 1.0s, 3.0s. Ah, I wanted a 3.0G. I literally wanted a 3.0G with full trim and everything's still intact. But, you know, fucking A, it ain't gonna happen. I have access to another 3.0 right now, but, I don't know how I'm going to get the finances involved for it because of the fact that basically, like, I'm recovering from, three back-to-back injuries. Hey, injured, recovered, get injured again, recovered, get injured again, and I'm just barely fucking recovered from this last one. The hip one has been a bitch, man. I mean, I don't even know, like, we got February, March, April. I'm 2 months out of the fucking hip injury. It feels like a lot longer than that. February, March, April. We're in April right now. Yeah, so technically, like, next month is going to be, yeah, it'll be 3 months. It's actually surprising, though. The liver laceration was a fucking 3 month out. I'm already almost walking on this bad hip after 2 months of recovery. What the fuck? Like, in the liver, I didn't get surgery. Like, it was, like, they, like, literally made me, like, do nothing but, like, you know, nothing for, like, you know, weeks and months, and I couldn't do shit. I couldn't use my core. Like, basically, like, you wanna see what the fuck happened on that situation. Like, when you stop using your core for fucking medical reasons, like, I couldn't use my row machine. My row machine is my most favorite goddamn exercise equipment that I have in my house. I mean, I got a treadmill and stuff like that, but my row machine, you take my row machine, I'm gonna fucking kill you. That's the kind of scenario what it is. I love my Nordic Track, man. My Nordic Track roll machine is the shit. I got it set up perfectly for what I like to use it. Believe it or not, I couldn't even walk. I was still in a wheelchair and I was already using the Nordic Track roll machine. I was just being I put it on a very gentle setting and, turned the electric brake off completely and just used the motion of me going and, like, squatting down, standing up in it, you know, because you're sitting on a seat that goes back and forth. So technically you're squatting and standing while you're using the row machine. And it built up a lot of you know, the muscles that went weak in the first couple weeks of not being able to fucking move the hip. But yeah, I couldn't use the row machine while I was recovering from the fucking the liver. But okay, so let's stop talking about all the negative shit. The plan of attack with the King Contender is I'm gonna be putting it back together again. I took apart the Flatland bike, and unbeknownst to TikTok community, I got taken off a fucking goddamn live like yesterday because some jackass false reported me and it stuck. Happens a lot on TikTok. Don't get on TikTok if you can't handle that, because it's devastating when it happens, because you're like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything wrong. And so that's pretty much what happened. And I was actually last night going to be building the fucking Contender back up, but now I got to wait until the 22nd to do it. The day after I get back from the ortho, which hopefully doesn't immediately put me in the fucking back to work, because I want to fucking build the Contender. I was actually planning on building the Contender brakeless. Yeah, I know, me. Brakeless? What? Like, God's honest truth, I was actually really honestly thinking about building it brakeless. And, yeah, like, fucking, that got all fucked up. Like, I'm honestly really fucking disappointed, because I was going to put it on live feed and actually build a brakeless bike. Because the brakeless guys, they always seem like they're always impressed with themselves of how fast they build a bike. Be like, you didn't even do anything on any of the hard things. You just literally, like, slapped a bunch of parts on your bike. It's like, the hardest thing that you did was set your chain tension. Like, what the fuck? Pansy-ass bitch. Like, when I build a bike, I'm setting up fucking dual 990s. Well, dual U-brakes. Making custom fucking dual line fucking upper and lowers, and building an unkinkable fucking front brake. Unkinkable meaning putting it in a position that basically is out of your feet way, but yet still will not kink itself because of the fact that you gave it enough fucking turn to, you know, keep it happy. And I like to make my shit look clean, so basically that's another thing on top of that. So yeah, I don't slap shit together. Yo, it's your bike. Take your time. Don't fucking just be like fucking scooty-doo and get it all done too goddamn fast, because of the fact that basically at the end of the day, you're going to be riding that until you take it apart again. It is what it is. But yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say about that. I'm really disappointed. It's always the fucking goddamn modern riders that do it. You ever find that out as a disappointment? Like, you know, like, if they want any, like, expertise or any fucking goddamn fucking training or anything, us mid-school guys are the way to go. But yet they want to just sit there and they fucking trash talk us and shit like that, telling us we don't ride anymore and stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? If I don't ride anymore, then why the fuck did I get hurt 3 times in a row in less than a fucking 9-month stretch? What the fuck are you talking about? Sit down, little boy. And then they get all pissed off because of the fact that basically you just put them in their place. And then next thing you know, they're fucking trolling your account. Your pride and joy that's taking you a year to build up. I mean, literally, I got to the point where I was preparing for the worst case scenario where, you know, one of these assholes actually succeeded in shutting my account down. So I went on there and I downloaded my whole entire fucking, like, 860-something fucking videos. And, you know, it actually took up a lot of room on my computer. I had to move shit around like a checking account, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I talked about the Kink Williams, though, in previous videos. I mean, a previous podcast, but yeah, the Kink Williams came through. 2022 white Kink Williams bone with the 2022 Cinema fucking blasted gold package. Yeah, the whole goddamn catalog, man. I got every single fucking part here except for the fucking small seat post. You can take that small seat post and shove it up some young dude's ass, because that's where it belongs. Your seat post can't be long enough for you to get a fist of fucking, seat post out of your goddamn fucking, your bike, it's too goddamn short. That's for damn sure. But yeah, that being all said and everything, basically, like, it's got a medium seat post. It's got the Human bars. I'm running a fucking custom kink dual lower. And for a minute there, I had a custom top, a dual top going into a brake lever, aka a kink assist lever. And that is all going through a kink CNC 7 series gyro. By the way, all of kink brake components are 7 series, even their London mod. And the fucking brake itself is a fucking kink assist. Lubed and everything. It's running Apex 7 bottom bracket. It's running an Apex 7 headset, both kink. The headset's a fucking cinema, but it is definitely 7 series. I mean, the headset caps are 7 series, the fucking bearings are Apex 7s. Nah, if I wanted to throw bars, they go around quick as shit. Like, even down to the pedals. The pedals are fucking cinema and shit. I'm running a profile crank on it, because profile SS, it's where I'm at. 5 pair of them bitches. I mean, that's pretty much like the whole goddamn bike in a nutshell. You know, cinema fucking grips. I got the kink skull seat on it. You must die a little to live a little, I guess. I don't know what the fuck it says on it. I don't know, something like that on that line. While I was on hiatus from fucking not talking on the damn podcast, I rebuilt the BSD Freedom Cough Christine another time, and I finally got the BSD lightweight for it, which fucking finishes the package. Looks like a pro build now. It has the Odyssey black half link on it. Well, I think it's like a black navy blue half link, and kink dual line lower, and an Odyssey M2 dual line upper going into an Odyssey M2 lever. And G-Sport wheels. Fucking BSD BSD fork. And it's got the BSD basketball orange bars. I don't know what the fuck BSD bars those are. But I'm running an orange mission seat. And I think the seat post is a mission seat post. And then it's got a 19 millimeter set of fucking profile 170s on it. With some cinema pedals, because I love them gold label cinema CKs, man. I tell you what, that's a fucking fine ass pedal. Just don't do no pedal grinds with them, because the nubs just come right off. But if you ain't doing pedal grinds, them are you shits. Yeah. However, if you're gonna do pedal grinds, the one unspoken pedal to actually use is the kink pedal grind pedals. Like two tools, you get the pedal right the fuck off the shaft. There's no bearings in it. It's like literally the pedal is riding on the shaft. No bushings, no nothing. There's only a goddamn O-ring, a fucking fucking plastic washer ring about the size of the O-ring, and the fucking a half inch axle shaft. Yes, half inch axle shaft. That is the seat, the pedal shaft. And then you got the pedal. Like, literally, that's all the parts to one pedal. Oh yeah, and there's a locking bolt on one side of the fucking pedal. But yeah, like, they're simple. And like, with the two tools, you basically pop these bitches off, and you basically can take the pedal right off of the shaft, put the new pedal on for like $3, and you can go back to pedal grinds. It is what it is. That was the seat, by the way. It's got one of those cones going around the hydraulic thing, if you heard that. It wasn't me farting. But yeah, so outside all that, I got another 415 fat boy sitting off to the side of Vegas, and that's tore down right now. I tore that one down to help build the Trek. Because I needed the bracket, the bottom bracket for it, because it had the adapter cups from American to Mid, and I ended up having to pop the 19 millimeter bearings out of that and put the fucking 22 millimeter bearings in. And by the way, it's a lot easier to take the entire cup out and then just you just take it to you grab a metal bottom bracket fucking bearing shell, you know, like an open bearing shell for an American bottom bracket, put that adapter on top of that, and literally just like fucking sit there with a fucking hammer and bang out the bearing, and it goes right into the cup, and it's all ready to go. And then put the black cups back in, or if you got profile ones, put the silver cups back into the new bike, and then basically hammer in your 22 millimeters. Or you're putting another fucking set of 19s in. Gross. I'm pretty fucking exhausted. Last night was a pretty hardship fucking night, man. I can't tolerate fucking people shutting my shit down. And I can't tolerate when you fucking get a goddamn argument against TikTok and they're like, yo, man, do you want to fight this? And you're like, fuck yeah, I want to fight this. This is like, that didn't happen the way that you're saying it. And then like, you put it through, and then, like, 16 hours later, they're like, yeah, we reviewed it, and, yeah, you are at fault. And you're like, what the fuck? What did you review? Like, okay, this is, like, straight up what happened last night. I did a live, and in the last 10 minutes of the live, this one fucking troll pops on, and, I'm like literally telling my side of the story. That douchebag fucking goes and reports the live. They shut the live down. And then I get access on my computer to the live feed. I download the goddamn fucking, like, 10 minutes of the live feed. And fucking post it up on my story. Did that get taken down? No. No, it didn't get taken down. You know why? Because I wasn't at fucking fault. And TikTok didn't even fucking look at the goddamn shit. Fucking stupid ass cunts. I mean, stupid ass cunts. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean. They definitely cunts. Communist Chinese piece of shit. Fucking liberal fucking hugging bear bitching fucking, yeah. Cowboy boot wearing in the mall, fucking tight jeans, having fucking communist, fucking can't watch TV unless the goddamn fucking hammer sickle people say you can. Yeah. They just pissed off because they can't have more than one kid. You know, fucking Jesus Christ. I only had one kid. I'm not pissed off. Shit. I even had a daughter. Not pissed off. Goddamn, my kid's the best thing that ever happened in my life. I love her to pieces. Hell, she just got a goddamn kink herself. Yep. That was one of the reasons why I went to New York on my birthday. It was basically, I told the ex, I was like, hey, bring my girl down. I got her a present. And literally, like, before she showed up, I, like, took the kink... I got her an orange kink. I forgot what the fuck it was. I don't think I got the catalog anywhere close to me, so I can't really look it up really quick. But I got her a kink, and I pulled it out of the box. It's mid-level kink. It's not one of those base model piece of shit fucking, like, you know, launches or anything. It's got chrome molly on it. It's not 100% chrome molly, but it's got chrome molly on it. And before she showed up, I took it out of the box and I completely removed everything down to the bottom bracket. Like, I left the bottom bracket in because I was like, there ain't no fucking way I'm going to let her have a fucking hammer and beat on her brand new bike. Because they're a bitch. I mean, I hate doing bottom brackets myself. I mean, even though know, someday I'll buy a press, but I'm still like, I look at somebody using a press and I'm like, look at that goddamn pussy ass bitch. Use a fucking hammer, you bitch ass. Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so, yeah, she built the whole bike up herself. I only helped her out a couple times, but she got it in her head, legit. Metal touches metal, you put some lube there. Except for threads. Threads don't need lube. Well, there's certain places, like, you know, like, but like, theoretically, like, really, like, the only threaded areas that, like, I've made her, like, lube was basically the gyro area. Like, all those fucking, the adjusters and shit, I made her lube those. Because they're a bitch. Like, if they're not lubed, they get stuck up. Plus, the lubrication keeps the dust and debris out of the fucking threads themselves. So, basically, the barrel adjusters don't get loosey-loosey after a couple times of using them. Because they're aluminum, the fucking, you know, and I didn't get her a high-end gyro. I got her the fucking, you know, cheap-ass gyro from fucking Odyssey. So, it just did the job. Steel with aluminum fucking adjusters, so you don't really want to get them all fucked up, but it is what it is. But yeah, so she was happy. I was really stoked. There was snow outside, so I couldn't see her ride it. I was kind of bummed out about that, but she was really stoked about the bike. She's at that age that she needs a bike. I don't want her to be basically one of them video game douchebag kids, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no offense if you're one of those parents, but still, like, I can't have that. My mom and dad raised me as, if you want them video games, you buy them yourself, because we're not going to fucking aid you in this kind of bullshit. And I totally respect them for that. That's really cool shit. That's the reason why I rode, like, 10 miles a day on average, like, minimum. You know, I rode all over the fucking place. Rode to my cousin's house, across town, fucking everything, you know? That's where it's at. But you know, it's like fucking these young guys. They think riding down to the corner, you know, store is like some hardcore shit. And it's like, no, it's not. Like fucking, they want to be driven to spots. It's like, oh man, fucking get on your bike and ride to that spot. You want to be driven somewhere where we'll come and pick you up after you get fucked up at that spot. And we'll drive you to the hospital. You only get rides to the hospital. You don't get rides to the spots. That's how it is. And if you don't agree with that, then you're part of the problem. Simple as that. I gave her microfibers and got her her first bottle of Simple Green, because I'm a good adult and a good father. You know what I'm saying? Hey, got to teach them young about the Simple Green. Smells great. Cleans bike great. You want good brakes? Simple Green. Cha-ching! I wish basically, like, my advertisement for this one would be Simple Green. I love Simple Green. Simple Green is probably one of my favorite BMX accessories. It's not a cleaner. It's not anything but that. It is literally a sticky agent. And you do not water down BMX Simple Green. You literally put it in at the most condensed value that you can get it. It's good stuff. I mean, if you're looking for it, you can get it at Walmart still. But stay the fuck away from Purple Power. Do not use Purple Power on your bike. It will eat up all the aluminum. It'll fucking oxidize your steel. The Purple Power is not what you want to use on any BMX related shit. But yeah, so that being all said and done, I'm going to call it quits today on the podcast and everything. I already did one earlier. This one might be casted out after the other one. So, best case scenario, I apologize and everything. I didn't really do too much talking about Subvert. Now, I'm really pretty stoked about it, though. But, you know, you guys can be happy for me that I'm happy. And I'm happy for you guys if you're listening to this and you're doing the stuff that you want to do. And you're getting the bikes that you wanted. Or if you're getting a bike back that you needed back in your life from your past that you lost because of some other fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Y'all have a good night.
or a good day, or a good morning, or a good ride to work. If fucking that's the situation, it takes you 30 minutes to get to work. That sucks dick. But yeah. Much love, much appreciation. You guys all do you. Keep on riding. Yeah, it is what it is. Ah, my back hurts.